Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to say, you know, before we're talking about the wisdom moment today, you're in the extra hour VFN Radio, is the point of decision. We're at a point of decision. And the value choice and the men choice is always whatever. I mean, men are flawed. But the value choice, we're at a point. Dr. King's niece, Evita King.
Evita.
We'll have, hopefully Friday, an interview with her, because this is how the party system's over. Just step out. The party is over. That's how she says. The party's over. And it's time for us to vote values. Every individual, you know, and if people align themselves with a platform that's against our values as a believer, we have to question them, why are you doing that? Because I really wanted to support you and vote for you, but I can't because you're against my values. And it's never been clearer when it comes to values. No, it's blurry when it comes to men. But I just see, you know, America, the American church, if you would, or America as a whole, but definitely the American church, that we have a clear choice that's put before us in regards to our values. In some areas it's clear, but when you're looking at on a national level, it's a clear choice of values. And I can't help but feel that God has set this moment up. We're at the top of Mount Carmel. We're being prophesied to by Elijah. We have Jezebel's prophets, and then you have Elijah, God's prophet. You know, and so you're there on this mountain, and everybody can see because it's on a mountain. You know, back then they didn't have television. Back then they didn't have all the technology. So for everybody to see it, it had to be on top of a mountain. So it's in clear view of anybody who's anybody. They're going to see a clear choice. And God wanted to bring Israel to a clear choice before he was going to do what he's going to do. And, of course, there was a clear contrast. You had Jezebel, who, by the way, Ahab was the king, but Jezebel was one in leadership. And she had her prophets, which were false prophets, and she had all of her gods and his and Ahab's gods in regards to, you know, Dagon, Asherah, Baal, all these promiscuous gods that were supposedly, you know, god of the weather and all these different things that weren't gods at all, but that's what she was doing. And then you had the true God with God's values with Elijah. And he said the God that answers by fire is God. But he said this. This is something very important, and I think that's where we are right now as a nation. And, you know, Dr. King, what she said, and what you'll hear probably this week, is the party's over. And it should be over anyway. I mean, you're already sick of it anyway. Most people are just sick of it because there's part of you that goes, well, I like what this person stands for, but I don't like what they're tied to.
Right.
They're tied to a party system. And realize that if you go back and study the founding original intent and the founding of America and the Constitution, that we can have as many parties as we want to. It's these systems out here. And you'll be hearing really soon from John Paul Jackson, and we've heard it from others as well, that there's a third party that's rising up. And I really believe it's the party of Elijah, if you will. It's not a conservative party. It's a fear of God party. You know, it's not about taxes. It's about God. And whoever controls the money controls the vision. So when you talk about taxes, you're talking about where does the money get shifted to? We're going to transfer all the wealth to the government, and the government is leading this country, or we're going to keep the money in the hands of the citizens where the citizens lead it. You can say you lead all day long, sir, but if you give your paycheck every day to your wife and she determines where the money goes and she just gives you an allowance every day or every week, then she's the one. I'm not saying it's wrong or not in regards to if that's how you guys work something out, but you're not leading it. You're not leading it. And so if, in fact, that you're not aware of where your family's going and what's going on, then it would be wrong because God causes you to lead it. But, you know, some women are better than men at managing finances. Mm-hmm. But you still have a responsibility to know the direction of where things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And if we give money to a government to do something that we expected them to do and they don't do it, we just take the money back. Mm-hmm. We put in new leaders and say, we remove that tax, appeal it, and put it back in the hands of the people again. Well, if your family's going in the wrong direction financially, whoever's supposed to be leading that family, you know, needs to make those kind of decisions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so and sometimes you give authority and lend authority, and sometimes you take authority back. But ultimately, if you're called to lead it, you're responsible for it. You'll mm-hmm. answer for it before God. And so we're at a clear point of decision right now in America. It could never be clear. We're like at the top of Mount Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see this decision. Mm-hmm. And one of them, if you understand, if you haven't listened, maybe we'll make available on VFN TV. I just don't know yet in regards to zero tolerance, is understanding what Israel was dealing with during that day. People say, well, that was the Old Testament. No, go look at Revelation chapter 2. Mm-hmm. And he talks about a Jezebel spirit in Revelation chapter 2, talking about the church and dealing with it, sort of mm-hmm. following the teachings of Jezebel. And a whole nation was following that. And so at this point, there was a decision. It's a choice between, are you going to follow God? Are you going to follow Jezebel and Ahab's gods, small g gods?
Right.
And it was a clear decision. And so what Elijah said, he says, choose today. Choose today who you're going to serve. And right now, America, we are at that point. There couldn't be a choice, couldn't be any clearer in regards to our values. Our values is life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we believe you should not murder. When you read and understand the word of God about Moloch, which was one of Ahab's and Jezebel's false gods, it was one god that God hated the most, false god that he hated the most, was because they sacrificed children to this god.
Mm-hmm.
And we would call that we have a different name for the death of a child.
Mm-hmm.
We call it abortion. God calls it the shedding of innocent blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, understanding that we are at a clear decision. We know that openly there's nobody hiding any agendas. And I really believe that God set this up for us. I think God is putting a clear choice before us. And we're all looking at the top of Mount Carmel. And he's saying, okay, do you want to mm-hmm. worship Moloch? Do you want to sacrifice your children? Do you want to say it's legal, not only legal to sacrifice children to the god of convenience and shed their blood through abortion, and we'll even pay for it with your money across the land. We'll collect money from all 50 states and we'll pay to have the child murdered in the womb?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want this other value that says we value life? We value all life. And we seek to sustain it, and it's for God to take life, not for a man to take life. So that's a clear choice when you're looking at values. Another value that's before us is marriage. You know, how do we see marriage? And this is where we have to really repent, because the church we got marriage all out of whack in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so personally in the church, it's clear. Do you think, you know, marriage should be as God designed it to be? And do you think that it should be one woman and one man married and family, and families defined as their children?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think marriage could be between a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, and family could be anything that you make it?
Right.
Listen, there is no blurriness here. There is no, I couldn't really figure it out. You're looking on the top of Mount Carmel right now, and God has made a clear decision before you. And I truly believe that people that are right now before us, are God is using them to put a clear choice before us to see what we as, quote, Israel or God's people will do in regards to this clear choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing you what's wrong, and I'm showing you what's right. You know, you're going to have to choose today who you're going to serve. And when you look in regards to the choice is clear, is do you think government is God? Do you think that you need to have a government like everybody else has a government? You know, socialism, communism, Marxism, where the government provides all your needs? Or do you believe that God can provide for you? That do you want to have a government by and for the people, and that it serves at the desire of the people who are ruled by God they acknowledge?
Mm-hmm.
The freedom. Freedom only comes with a moral society.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to say, I cannot have freedom and be immoral. I have to decide. Our laws have to be moral. We have to seek God's grace to live a moral life. And we have to begin to make clear decisions to do things that's the only way you can keep a free nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it goes on and on. We're looking at Mount Carmel. This is the clearest choice. And this is a decision point. And free yourself from the concept of thinking you have to, because, you know, once you're at the main election, it doesn't matter what party anybody's in. You can vote for anybody at that point. It's just the primaries are limited to who you would vote for. And don't look at the party system as much as look at the people and write down what's important to you. And write down what these people, who they are, each person you have to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Then write out columns. How do they feel about this? And then you write it down. How do they feel about this? And write it down. How do they feel about this? And write it down. How do they feel about this? These clear choices, not money in your pocket. How do they feel about the baby in her womb?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? About the clear choices. And then on the right side, start another column and says, what does God say about these things? And then clearly make a choice for God. To the best of your ability. Realize it was Elijah was a man just like everybody else was a man. And Jezebel was a woman and Ahab was a man. I mean, these are people. But realize God was allowing these things to take place through human beings to be able to cause us to be put in check to find out who we're going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about supporting a candidate. It's about supporting God. It's about doing what's right before God.
Mm-hmm.
It's about choosing. And everybody knew if we didn't choose Jezebel, it was going to be ruthless.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be... fierce.
Mm-hmm.
So fierce that even the man that told him to choose is going to run.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, if you die and you're a believer, you win.
That's right.
You win. But listen, this choice, we're in a couple weeks away from an election that'll determine who's going to send your sons to war. Mm-hmm. Who's going to send your daughters to war or not to war. Who's going to go, oh, this is just a bump in the road, even though your son is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a Libyan embassy. Where they're blaming other things on other people. They're going, that's an acceptable loss. But that's 3,000 of our sons and daughters.
Right.
That's your fellow comrade. What happened to empathy? What happened to value of life? Listen, if we don't value life in the womb... It won't be long for we're not going to value life in the elderly. And then we want to value life in the context of like, are you limping? Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not limping. You'll find out that they'll start, you know, doing exactly like what spirit was on the Nazi party. They begin to say, we just need to purify the race. If we're going to take care of people, we need to cleanse the race from all this handicaps and
sure. We're going to draw resources away from other people that could eventually provide to this government, to this society.
And they call it,
so they saw people as liabilities.
That's exactly right. And it's only for the good of the masses.
Of course.
And then of course, if they were the ones fixing to be put out of their misery, they wouldn't think that way.
Sure. Or if it was their mother their child.
Exactly. It's amazing. And so when you turn to government, it always ends up that way, by the way. And so then we're going to have a death panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we need to rethink. We need to rethink how we take care of the poor. Listen, I think the church is horrifically wrong. But I don't think the replacement for our repentance is the government taking it.
Right.
I think we just need to repent
and
rethink poverty. And go to the VFN Torch. You get there at VFNTV.com and just type in poverty. The poor. We need to rethink this. And you can't have some bumper sticker speaking against healthcare when we are robbing from God. 97% of us are robbing from God. And if we're robbing from God, we're definitely not giving to the transient or the homeless person, you know, up the street. And so we got to rethink this. But that's how we do it. We pray about it. We seek God and we repent. We don't all of a sudden have government come in and replace that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a clear decision is being, this is, and we're only like weeks away. I don't know, 20 days away or whatever it is now. It's going to be November the 6th. And this is like it. This is like it. You know, this is the momentum. And as soon as you see this choice made, and I can tell you, you know, Elijah didn't know what choice people were going to make.
Right.
And God was allowing people to make whatever choice they were going to make. And he allowed all the false prophets and all the people to do what they do and cut themselves and dance around their things and call down their gods and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he didn't stop any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to give a contrast between what craziness is this,
mm-hmm.
what craziness is this, and how right is God's ways.
That's right.
And so, listen, we're going to be held accountable for the choices we make in our values. People are clearly saying, I want the right to be able to end the life of my child in the womb at whatever point I want to. By the way, and it's not just her child, it's the father's child and the mother's child.
Right.
And it's not just their child, but it's also God's child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's important, you know, when I hear you say values, it's important that we think about God's values and not necessarily our values. Because oftentimes I think people make a confusion. They're confused with that. They say, well, I'll just vote my values. No, don't vote your values. Vote God's values. Because, you know, you may be believing something and you may be holding something that's dear to your heart that's not necessarily reflective in God's word or reflective in what God feels is right. And so it's like we got to check all that stuff at the door and say, God, I'm going to vote with you in mind.
And that's exactly what, you know, I'm talking about. And I'm so glad you said that, John, because that's exactly what he's like. Is that what you're? And he's amazing. Yeah. And people say, well, no, because, you know, my union was dues were cut. So I went ahead and like, what? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Miscommunication here. That was Satan. You voted for.
Well, like, it concerns me that 18% of the church is actually reading the word of God. It's like, wait a minute. We've got some catching up to do here. We've got to really understand. And it's okay to get educated. It's okay to get wisdom. You know, you're maybe just coming back to God and you're wanting to know what the right thing to do is, and you're recognizing that it's important for you to exercise your right to vote. It's okay to get godly wisdom and godly counsel and to see out from God's word from yourself. If you don't know, if you don't have that perspective, it's okay to do that, because you're only going to get one chance to vote. We're about 20 days away. It's about 20 days away.
Wow. And think about this. There's somebody, you need to have somebody in your gathering, some people in your life that they're gifted in the area of, I mean, some people are gifted in this area, some people are gifted mm-hmm. in that area, and openly acknowledge that person that we're counting on you to use your gifts to do the research behind these candidates so you can inform us of their value system.
Mm-hmm.
So we can find out and compare them. And, you know, you can't hold this person. You know, they're doing the best they can do, but at least you're researching it somewhat. That that you can meet with that person or call that person or Facebook that person or email those people and say, you know, have you done the research on these guys? Yes, I did, and this is what I found out, and this is how they voted, or this is how they're mm-hmm. this is what they're saying. And then it gives you an idea of how to be up, what their values are. I was really relieved when John Stemberger, when I saw what Jim Stemberger was putting together with his family, it's not Family Research Council. John, if you can pull that up, John Stemberger's. But he had a people that that they did all the research on the judges. So many people just automatically vote yes on all these judges that are.
They just automatically judge any which way. And so it's important that we actually get research. It's important that we actually
take
the
time. Well, it matters
how
the judges decide a case. If you're standing before a judge and somebody's falsely accusing you or somebody's coming against our value system, and you just vote that judge in, that's
right.
called the Florida Family Council.
Yeah, mm-hmm. John Stenberger's group's called the, what is it?
Florida Family Policy Council.
Oh, it's called, the website is FF.
FIF Family.
FIF
Family. Or FI Family.
Yeah, make that available on the VFN Torch. Actually, it should be there on the VFN Torch anyway. But they, so they went and they did a study on the judges, and they watched the judges in Florida, and this might be somebody in your state, how they voted, what was their values and how they decided things. Everybody has a value system,
mm-hmm.
whether they're operating it or not. And even though they may have a value system that says, you know, I go this way or go that way, they could have a greater value system called money or power or position that they choose that value over what they intricately know that what's right or wrong. And so John Stenberger is a great source for Floridians to be able to go to find out these judges and their value system. So find somebody. There's a lot of different, I think he has some other ballots that are connect you to around the United States, but there's a lot of Family Research Council and mm-hmm. all these groups, that's their gift. That's what they're doing for us. They're going out and they're constantly paying attention to policies, laws, values. And as Americans, and this is a representative government, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And obviously we can't do everything. And so we got to find out who lines up with our value system and who's doing that research for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's FIFFamily.org. FIFFamily.org.
You've got to go there to be able find out what's taking place. Because you're fixing to vote in 20 days. Most 50% of the votes in many states are done before election ever happens. They're voting absentee ballots. And I know, for example, in the state of Florida, there is two legal size document size ballots. There's amendments all over it. If you're not doing any research before you go to the polls, I mean, you're going to be, you know, don't just check anything. Don't panic because there's a line behind you. You know, you should do your work. I mean, if as a representative government, listen, we're supposed to be informed. How can it be a government by the people for the people if we're just sitting back and not getting informed? At least we can do is read the ballot before we go to That's vote. Right. It's two legal-sized papers in the state of Florida. And a lot of times they do that to confuse the people. So you don't, there's something in the midst of all of that somewhere that they're wanting to slide through to overwhelm you with information so you don't even think about, you know, and that's where pregnant pig standing up in is considered abuse. In the state of Florida in a constitutional amendment because people just checked it without reading it.
Wow.
And so get informed, you know, be informed, realize a clear decision is being put before us. Once you're informed, read your ballot before you go there. Get your local county or city voting registration office. They have a sample ballot for you. Get that sample ballot, go over it, read it, ask others. Because sometimes they can write it in a way that when you vote yes, you're really voting no. When you vote no, you're voting yes. They do that intentionally. And so, you know, what does it really mean? And find that out. For example, in Florida, there's two things on the ballot in Florida that are value votes. One of them is the government, if this particular amendment is approved, it says the federal government cannot force any Floridian to purchase any federal mandated health care. That solves, if that passes, anybody has an issue with the federal government forcing them to buy health care. There's another particular amendment that's on the Florida a vote coming up that says that the government cannot interfere with people of faith. They can't force people of faith to step outside of their values and their belief and their faith to do something that's contrary to it, including things like abortion and other things. And so, but think about that. You can solve right now. Every Floridian who is a Christian who says they want to vote their values, it's clearly before you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because every state has its own constitution. And then you have the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That the federal government, you know, cannot come in and force their way into your state. That's why they manipulate their way into your state. They, you know, withhold funding and different things like that.
Right.
But once you make a constitutional amendment that you would be violating that citizen's constitutional right in that state, if you voted, that they cannot come against your beliefs.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We got, you check out Imprinting India. go to VFN Torch and check out an article called Imprinting India to see they're doing the very same thing all over the world. And what you're looking at, that this whole rise of this beast economy is happening, and we as the church need to wake up and not just click through and go accept, 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 and think that we're not going to end up taking some mark here. Mm-hmm. That all of a sudden now we can't buy or sell because we've done it without reading it.
Right.
We unknowingly have taken it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard it yet, you can go to, you know, the beast economy, click here to accept. Because most people just click through without reading anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as long as it's more money, you know, returning to money instead of God. You can't serve them both. You got to make up your mind. Are you going to trust God? Even if you have to get thrown in a fiery furnace, you're going to trust God. But you'll find out when you trust God, he'll meet you in the fire and provide for you, and your clothes won't even smell like smoke. But even if he doesn't, you will meet him in heaven, stand at the throne, and he will be pleased with you that you did not bow the knee to what's taking place.
Amen.
The beast economy. And also look for Johnny Foote's prophetic words available on VFN Torch. Maybe they'll make that related links. But understanding that this is what's kicking in right now. And just separate yourself. And like we did in the earlier segment about, you know, the church, rethinking church, you know, make these connected as well, because the church has to get money right before the world's going to get money right, or America's going to get money right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.